Hey, you know what?
It's Friday.
It's Friday. Happy Friday. You know, you can say happy every day of the week, really. We do a show called Happy Saturday, kind of in a ad lib, real casual thing. But when you say happy Friday, you notice how everybody kind of just smiles. Indeed it is. Indeed it is happy Friday. And so happy Friday to everyone that's watching, listening, that joined us in chat. That's a shameless plug for Victor Fang. And so let's get to it. On Friday, we do a weekly wrap-up of the Guy or Cook Report. And just a little sneak preview. This coming Monday, no Kelvin.
What will you do without me?
It's going to be a void. We don't know who is going to sit. Do I point this way?
Or the other way. That way.
I'm going to point this way because that's how I'm recording. This chair, it could be filled with me. It could be filled with... We know it won't be a young lady from Brazil because she said she might not get to have the computer on Monday. But anyway, on Friday, the weekly wrap-up, let's get into that so we get it done. Happy Monday. We talked about Yoast SEO for WordPress. Now, they've since we did the show, they've came out with some updates. So if you went ahead and got that plugin on your WordPress, make sure you update it to the latest stable release, okay? It's important to have the latest stable releases, especially on third-party plugins, because you never know what you're going to get. You could get a big surprise by not having that updated. And they've gotten really good at this plugin, so give that one a go. Tuesday on SEO tips, we kind of tangled into the Yoast SEO a little bit, but we used some information on the show notes for Tuesday that we got from Neil Patel. He's a real industry leader at probably one of the top 10 influencers, some people say, in all the U.S. He's gotten awards from Congress and so forth. And Neil's put together a blog post about how to use Google Sheets. You know how we have our Google account. You get Sheets and so forth, all these different add-ons for Google. You can use Google Sheets with this extension. This add-ons will make you a report from Google Analytics. You simply say, my Google Analytics account is blah, blah, blah. I want to know how many users did I get and how many new users did I get. And you can set up the query, run the report, and bazinga. It goes right up into a sheet suitable for printing. You can export it as a PDF. I mean, you can email it. Really good. So if you're working in SEO, explore that potential because that add-on for Google Sheets is a winner, I think.
Yeah, it's a great feature.
There's also the download. Have you gotten the download on the what they suggest is the 14 most important SEO metrics yet? That is a great download. And the Tuesday show notes has that. And that's where I segue and it says, oh, the show notes. If you go to the show notes, you're going to go to the guyorcookreport.podbean.com. And every episode is indexed there. So if you know the date, like today's April 29th, you scroll down, April 29th, bazinga, all the links are right there. So that's that. Tuesday, Wednesday, we talked about a tool that I had to get a part for. And the fellow at the big box store where I was looking for this part says, oh, if we don't have it, go to ereplacementparts.com. They've got all the parts in the world, and I think they do. If they don't have the part, it's because it's been discontinued, is my experience. So e-replacement parts, if you're looking for something to fix, like if it's worth keeping, you want to fix it, go there to get the part. And we also give a shout-out that day to a longtime friend, Andrew Fry, web developer up in the north part of the county. If it isn't Andrew Fry's words, I don't remember who it is, but I give him credit for saying there's always a solution. I was looking once for a solution. I said, you know, I don't think I can fix this, whatever it was I was trying to fix. He says, there's always a solution. Just keep Googling. You'll find it. And I did. And so I kind of give him credit for that. His website, Fry Design, that'll be in the show notes too that we talked about, as well as on Thursday. Now, yeah, if you watched yesterday's show, I said, we're going to have something everybody wants. And I says, is there anybody that doesn't want a pay raise? And somebody in the show thought I said that wants a pay raise, raise your hand. So my co-host, partner in crime, if you will, raised his hand because he misheard what I said. So if you watch the show and thought, wow, Kevin doesn't want a pay raise. Well, that's got to be nice for Cambridge University. They're going to appreciate that. But anyway, the Thursday show notes, I've got them here. We list the 10 things that you need to have to get that raise, how you go about doing that. Did I forget anything?
You know, I'm not here Monday. We've mentioned that, haven't we?
Yeah, we did mention that. So just reinforcement. Oh, we could draft a new co-host. Somebody that would have to be in the chat. That's what we always forget to say. And those shout-outs will start right after we give a plug for Friends Just Chatting on the Blab platform where we're at right now at https.blab.im. There's a room, a presence, Friends Just Chatting, designated by that logo that we're showing. Go there and have a chat. Every weekday morning, Monday through Friday, we're busy. We're in there. We're having fun. We're chatting. And so I invite you to join us there. A big thank you, shout-out time, Ed Bird Dusters, Fraser Ramsey, the company that likes to clean. By golly, they do it. And they're full of good ideas. They not only like to clean, they're the guys that gave us the graphic that got this whole process, this adventure of podcasting off the ground. Even before Kelvin, okay, this graphic is way old. In fact, it used to be called the Cook Report that we found out in SEO land. That went over not so good. So it became the Geyer Cook Report, evolved on. Kelvin came on as long as I can remember, many months ago, and just started doing the co-host and just kind of got drafted through volunteer process. We're all volunteers here at the Geyer Cook Report. So we got to say thank you to the people that support us. And one of the people that support us is Kevin Scullion. He has a website, Alba Digital Media. And if he's not there, he's probably at eBay buying some old computers. But anyway, Kevin's role in this universe that you're a part of, this IT universe that's called the internet for short, Kevin is one of those guys that does web design, web hosting, hardware consulting. If you're saying, well, what microphone should I get for my podcast? You need to make him part of that quest to find out the information because he knows. Big thank you to YouTube for giving us space to put the video of this show that we're recording. And speaking of recording, that's where blab.im comes in. They're recording this live. And as soon as we close this session, they'll send us an email. Here's your MP3 for the audio. Here's your MP4 for the video. Have fun with that. But you'll notice that sometimes I'm on the left, sometimes I'm on the right. When I'm sitting where Kelvin is right now, that's because we're using the video that came directly from Blab. If we're using the one that we make with Screencast-O-Matic, great software you should explore, then I'm sitting here where I am now. So that's, let's see, I thanked Friends Just Chatting. I thanked Blab, I thanked Screencast-O-Matic. I think we've got to the point in the show where everybody goes, thank God he's going to do it. He's going to say those three magic words. It's a wrap.